But first, the end of the mining boom is a major setback for the economic advancement of many Indigenous communities. Employment and training opportunities have now been lost, and many Indigenous-run companies, big and small, are struggling as the resource sector continues to slow down. A group that represents Indigenous businesses is calling on mining companies and governments to do more to support communities and residents. Derek Fluker is the chair of the Aboriginal Enterprises in Mining Exploration. He's also managing director of SBY Contracting, which is operated in Queensland's Bowen Basin and the Surat Basin oil and gas fields. He's speaking here to Cathy Van Exdell.
Yeah, well, our members are businesses working in the resource sector in both oil and gas and also iron ore, coal and a number of other ventures in this area. And their feedback that we're getting is a fair bit of pain and lots of jobs are being lost and also contracts being lost as well. And a lot of companies are being squeezed out with this downturn, which is the biggest I've seen in the 15 years that I've been in the industry.
Where is the pain being felt most?
It's all sectors that are being impacted at the moment. Once upon a time, we had one part of the industry, so the coal went down, so we were able to attract a lot of workers from the coal industry into the oil and gas market, but all industries are currently at an all-time low, so we're all impacted on it at the moment and relying on mining companies and gas companies to really stand fast on their commitments to continue these operations so that the bleeding doesn't continue to a point where a lot of these groups are going back to a welfare-based economy, which is really where we don't want to head.
There's often criticism that the mining company's commitment to Indigenous employment has been tokenistic. Would you say that Indigenous companies or Indigenous employees have been harder hit than the general resource workforce with this downturn?
I think everybody's suffering across Australia, but what we've got to keep in mind is that the Indigenous people are the traditional owners of the country. Every mining venture, or generally every mining venture, has a neighbouring Indigenous community which has huge unemployment numbers. It's also proven that Indigenous people, they stay in their jobs a lot longer, particularly if there's an Aboriginal business working on the mine. And because of that commitment that these people have shown towards the mining industry and the support that they have shown to get some of these projects off the ground, everyone talks about the Indigenous groups holding up projects, but we see the opposite in that where there's a real opportunity for Indigenous people to get out of the dirt and get jobs and get businesses going, there's a big turnaround in how these projects are run and the benefits get back to the communities.
Tell us about your experience, because you've been in business for over a decade as a contracting company for resource projects. How has your company been impacted by the resource downturn?
It's been heavily impacted in relation to our ability to keep the numbers of employees. Our business, while it's still continuing, it has struggled to keep up the numbers and the people that who have been real role models in our community. These people have bought houses, bought cars, and have really pushed their communities forward and made a real difference in these areas with not only bringing money back to their hometowns, but also showing other community members how to participate in this economy and make a real go of life. So seeing those sad stories happen around me has been a real sad thing for our business and the people that work in it.
When did you start to feel the effects of the downturn?
Because I was in the oil and gas, it's an area that was pushing forward, but it's really been since that's turned down that's been a big impact for us. So it's only been in the last 4 to 5 months that we've really been impacted by it.
And what kind of feedback are you getting from the major companies? How's the future looking?
It's all looking fairly dire and there's lots of companies that are suffering out there, and the feedback is that we can't continue with the same level of work that we used to, and that you may have to look at other opportunities. And this is where I do call on the sector to really stand fast in their commitment. There are long-term operational objectives of these companies to stay around, and these are big companies that are around for the long term, so we want to be around as well. We are the people that live on that country and are part of those projects, and we want to be part of the long-term future.
So what is it specifically you're asking of the resource companies?
I think it's being creative. It's working out ways that we can fit in and work out ways that that are going to allow us to be part of the long-term future. And we've got some good partners in QGC and Origin who are helping look at those things, and we want to work with them to make that happen. And I asked other resource companies to do the same, as there may not be in the development phase anymore, but there is the opportunity for these groups to be part of the long-term future.
I know your company plays an important role in providing training as well as job opportunities for Indigenous people. Are those training opportunities still available, or is that the real danger here, that you're also not going to be able to train up a new generation of Indigenous workers?
Yeah, training's basically stopped. There just isn't that opportunity there at the moment, which is a real shame, because we rely a lot on our younger generation to come through and to take the reins of the stuff that we're doing. And we've had people move from basic operations down to digging holes right up to management roles in our company. We've got Indigenous accountants and Indigenous lawyers, and it's important for us to continue to train these people to move forward and take on senior roles in the business, and hopefully either take over my job or move into other areas of the sector and really showcase to the broader world that the Indigenous people out there are doing really well.
Yours is a mid-tier company. I imagine some of those much smaller enterprises that emerged with the resource boom would be really struggling right now.
Yeah, those smaller companies, the mum and dad style companies, those smaller entities are being squeezed out. And essentially the way it works is the bigger companies are getting those opportunities at the moment, because of the resource sector saying, we'll engage one company rather than five. And essentially, the bigger companies are the ones that are winning out, and companies like ours and the smaller ones are going to rely on these other companies to show some goodwill, which generally doesn't happen in this market. It's a difficult market to get a go.
Is there any sense of how many businesses have been squeezed out and are in trouble, either having to close their doors or about to, because of the downturn?
I don't know of any business in the Indigenous sector that isn't hurting at the moment, and it's just different degrees of it. Some are surviving and some are probably on their way out. I've heard a number of them going bankrupt, but there is a strong statistic out there that Aboriginal businesses, the ones that do start up, have a better start-up ratio than non-Indigenous businesses, and it is a real shame to see those stats starting to turn against us, and that we are starting to lose some of those good businesses that are really showcasing what's going on out there. It's a real positive influx and a real positive thing that Aboriginal society needs to know about, and also non-Indigenous society.
So what kind of response have you had from the resource companies in putting forward this call for some acknowledgement about the impact that the downturn is having on Indigenous employment and companies?
Really, their focus is on what they're doing first and foremost, and that's trying to stay afloat themselves. But essentially, we're getting them to focus on the idea that Aboriginal groups need to be a part of the long-term future, and we're getting the ears of some, but some we're not. We've got the big Adani project that's starting up in Queensland, and it could be an important catalyst to take a lot of groups forward. Governments also need to fill the gap here and start engaging with those groups on their bigger infrastructure projects. And there's a role for everybody in this, in that mining companies have helped sort of establish a lot of these businesses and get the economic programs up for Indigenous groups. But essentially, governments now need to start to chip in and say, well, there's some hurt going on here. Where do we chip in to make this a lot better than what it could be?
And if government doesn't step up?
I think we're in a really serious situation. I think that we're going to be back to a welfare-based economy, and a lot of these companies and these people that were gainfully employed are going to be back on the dole queues and living off welfare. And all the big gains that we've made and all the big advancements are going to be turned around.
The chairman of the Aboriginal Enterprises in Mining, Derek Fluker, who was speaking to Cathy Van Exdel.